Where in the Bible will I find that suicide is a sin? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. God said, "Let us make man in our own image." So God created man in His own image, according to Genesis 1, 26 and 27. God has joined body and spirit, and death separates them. The Old Testament forbade the taking of the life of another except in self-defense, war, or capital punishment. To think that one can take his own life because it is his and that he can do whatever he wants to with it is wrong, because this ignores the fact that his life is not his, it is God's. The servants of God always tried to preserve their lives, even when things looked bleak for them. They suffered through many trials and threats to their lives, but they preserved and lived to glorify God. No one knows the mental state of one who takes his own life, for he is no longer here to reveal it. Only God knows the heart and mind of the person, and only God can judge him. God never demands from any person what is impossible. If a person out of his mind and not thinking straight takes his own life, will God condemn him for it? If one commits an act while not in his right mind, he can hardly be held accountable as he would be if he acted with deliberate reason. Even our courts recognize that principle. The solace for a family can only be that the man, for whatever reasons he had, was irrational, and thus was unable to make the kind of moral decision for which he would be held accountable before God. However, as we stated before, no one knows the mental state of one who takes his own life, because he is not here any longer to reveal it. But God does know the heart and mind of the person, and God can and will judge him.